and it's mutatit, for that you'll need a potter to be marba. But Yisakro, where do I need a potter to be marba even when it's mechubar? The gid anoshim be mechubar. I need a chiddush to say that the gid anoshim, when it's mechubar to the animal, there's a mitzvah to burn it. I would have thought to say no, since the maisim it's also to eat the gid, even without the yisra of kachim. Even if it wouldn't have been a korban oilah, the gid anoshim is always also to eat. So I would have thought to say maybe there's no mitzvah to burn it. So I need a chiddush on this, know that kolzman is still attached to the meat, you'll have to burn it the way it is. That's the pshat from Rebbe. But anachanami, for real heter, the atzomas and the gidim, shita kolzman the mechuba to the basar, just like the rush of the korban oilah, but as a mitzvah to burn it. The chiddush is though by the gid anoshim. Kitzra akro the gid anoshim b'mechuba. Now the Gemara says Rabbanan, what's Rabbanan shita? Rabbanan they hold mimashki Yisrael. That we dash him in hamuta li Yisrael. That we dash know there's only a mitzvah hakrovo on something that's muta for Yisrael to eat. There's a pasuk in Yechezkel mimashki Yisrael. And we dash him in hamuta li Yisrael. There's only mitzvah to burn on the mizbeach something that's muta even for Yisrael to eat. Rashi says mikru b'seif Yechezkel that se echod min atzoin min amasayin mimashki Yisrael. Ulin yikabonos nosachem siv. Vafashim lei. Bifsachem perak elu vayvrim min hamutal Yisrael avgir anoshe lei v'chiri b'kro pirsha that teira riba. The Torah is only marba if it's separated where it's muta v'loi mechubarun di sura, and not even in the case where it's attached you're not let it burn it. The Rabbanan Shita is the gir anoshe, you're not let it burn. You have to detach, you have to cut out the gir anoshe and then burn the korban oilah. You cannot burn the gir anoshe of the korban oilah. So the Mor explains the Rebbe, what's Shan Rebbe then? How does Rebbe say you're allowed to burn it? So Rebbe holds, midi dehevi achol acholo v'dam. The same thing as chelov v'dam. We know the chelov and the dam of an animal, it's also teat. And still there's a mitzvah sakrovo. It's in the gate of kabonos, you're allowed to be makrovo on the mizbech, even something that's also. The Mor answers back, Rabbon, what's the Rabbon's Svar though? Mitzvos on the kach shani, over there it's much different. The chaylev and the dam of a korban, that's the ikah krova. So even though it's also for head yatidit, but he can't learn out from. Because that's the ikah of the korban, is the chaylev and the dam. Mashenkin, the gid anosha is not the ikah of the korban, senechnami. The rabbanon hold, you're not allowed to burn the gid anosha out the posek from Yimashka Yisrael. You have to first cut it out from the behemoth, and then burn the korban oilah. But you cannot burn the gid anosha. And the Mormon says, similar machlokes that Omer Rav Huna says, Gid hanosha shel oilo, the gid hanosha by korban oilo is choltsoy. You have to like cut it out. You can't burn it on the mizbeach choltsoy. The tapuach, and you have to throw it to the tapuach. Rashi says, cut it out from the area from the thigh. Or mashlicha tapuach means sabar offer, the gathering of the ashes. Shebens on the middle of mizbeach. Because you used to clean out all the ashes there every day. Like it was a lot. You used to take it out and throw it lachutz. So the kids, he holds, you're not allowed to burn it on the Mizbeach. Because he holds that the Rabbanan Shita, that the Gidan Nosher is also to go on the Mizbeach. That's Rav Huna Shita. On this, Amr of Chizah, Chizah said back, Mori Dechi. The Rashi said, like, Baal Shmuzu, Haven the Berech, like, trying to understand what you're saying. Mori Dechi, like, the Ravi, like, trying to understand what you're saying. Meek said, does the Pasuk say, Al Kain Lo Yechel Am Mizbeach? Does the Pasuk say that, therefore, by the Gidan Nosher, even with the Mizbeach, can I eat from the Mizbeach, from the Giranosha? No. The Pasuk says, Al-Kain lo yochlu b'nei Yisroel tziv. The b'nei Yisroel cannot eat from the Giranosha. But the Mizbeach is not eat from the Giranosha. But for Rav Huna, what does Rav Huna hold? He holds, no, it's also. He holds from the Pasuk in Yechezkel that says, Mimashki Yisroel, means when Hamutal Yisroel, if you only burn, put something on the Mizbeach, that's Muta for Yisroel to eat it. Mashayin of Yira Nosha, that's also, you cannot burn on the Mizbeach. I chayle v'dam, enachnami, that's about the mitzvosom b'kach. But something like Yira Nosha, there's no heta to burn it on the Mizbeach. That's the machlokes that we had before between Rebbe and the Rabbonim. The other one says, Meisrei, I have a question. It says, Yira Nosha shal shlomim. You have the Yira Nosha from a korban shlomim. Rashi says, Shayerech nechal, that you're allowed to eat the yerech of a korban shlomim, the Yisrael could eat it. So it says, Aloch here is, Mechabdoi lo'omo, you can mechabdit lo'omo. So Rashi explains, is chole tzagid, you have to take out the gid from the yerech, or mechabdoi lo'omo shebazoro. Meaning, like, take it out and throw it into the yoma, that's the channel of water that goes through the azoro. So really, Rashi has a question: what after said after by Shlomim, the whole by Shlomim, created the whole Yerushalayim, loved after in the Azorah. So Rashi wants to say maybe it's a part of the Matnas Kuna that the Kana made in the Azorah, but our Koponim used to like take it out, not eat it, and throw it into the Yoma. That's okay. There's no mitzvah to burn. It's not part of the Akrav. It's not part of the Emurim. But it says, what's going to be though? We shall oil it. Let's say the Gita Nosha, the Korban Oilo, Maleyu. It says to bring it up. So Chura, my love doesn't mean to say Maleyu Maktiroi. It means to say you're allowed to bring it up and burn it. So where's the Kasha on the Rabbanan Shita? It's Mashmir. The Gita Nosha, like Rebbe, you're allowed to burn it. So where it says Loi, it means to say Maleyu Vichoitsehu. It means to say bring it up. There's the whole Yerich. But Vichatsehu, like take it out, separate it. Do not burn the Gita Nosha. That's Chotzehu. Rashi says it means Maleu Imayera Kamoshi Shalemo. It's bringing it up the whole thigh complete. The Yachakak and then Chotzeh, Bereshim Zech, on top of the Mizbeach, then you should cut out the Gira Nosh. Rashi says, why? She Ganayu Lohavi Yerech Mifaras the Mizbeach. It's a Ganayu, it's not nice to bring a Yerech that was cut to the Mizbeach. Mishumak Riveh and all of Chotzecho. So that's the way, bring a whole Yerech to the Mizbeach, and there on top of the Mizbeach, cut out the Gira Nosh. The Mor says, the Miyachas Shochotzei, the Mor's question now, Loma Maleyu, if you're going to cut it out anyway, so what's the purpose to bring it? Like we just said, the Mor answers, Mishum Shnem, because the Pasuk says, Hachriveh Nolef Chosecho, meaning to say, when you bring a Matzah to a Kodesh Baruch, you have to bring it nice, and therefore it's not nice, it should be cut before it comes to the Mizbeach. Therefore, bring the whole side to the Mizbeach, the Yerach, and then you cut away the Gira Noshen. Now the Mor says, Tanyi Kavos to the Rav Huna, I'll bring your proof to Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, yes, the Gira Nosh is Chotzeil Tapuach, that you cannot burn it on the Mizbeach. Why? It says, Gid HaNosh Shel Shlomim Mechabdo L'yomo, but V'shel Oilo Chotzeil Tapuach. It says clearly, on the Korban Oilo, also cut out the Gira Nosh, and do not put it on the Mizbeach, put it onto the Tapuach. That's the side, that's just the issues, it's not burnt on the Mizbeach. So right through Rav Huna, like the Rabbanan Shita, you're not allowed to burn the Gira Nosh on the Mizbeach. Rav Huna says, Tanan Hosim, learnt over there, Mid Gemara Tamid, Tapuach, Hoyibienta Mizbeach, there is a Tapuach, this gathering of ashes, in the middle of the Mizbeach, that Pomim Hoya Olov Kisholosh Meyas Kur. Sometimes there are like 300 kurs worth of ashes. Rashi says, Deshen Shel Tzibur, Godol, Shem Esakulim in Asdodim, but used to push to one side, used to push towards the middle, that's called a tapuach. So it was full of ashes sometimes. And Omar Rav learns guzma. That's what it says, 300 kurus is only an exaggeration, it's a guzma. Rashi says, Milsa b'yam of lavdavka, the me'om l'agil, sholosh me'as kur, it never really happened that they had so much ashes on the mizbeach. It's only called a guzma. Tapuach ha'idem, to mizbeach yepom ha'yeshol yeh, so he says, Omar Rav guzma. Now, hishku es ha'tomid, Pakeshozov used to water down the Korban HaTomid with a cup, with a golden cup. Rashi says Kishaboyin Lashekhta, before they would shech the Korban HaTomid, Mashkinoi, so they would give the animal to drink. Vuleh Rashi, that makes it easy to skin it later. So how did they give it to drink? Hishku es HaTomid Pakeshozov had a golden cup with water, but the animal drank, the Korban drank from a golden cup. Omar Rav says, also guzma. There's also a guzma. Rashi says, because it wasn't really a golden cup. It's not an exaggeration. Omar Rabbi Ami, Dibra Torah, Lashon Havoi. Sometimes the Torah says something, Lashon Havoi, which is Lashon Hejit. Shein Medatik Vidvar. Sometimes even the Torah says like a little exaggeration. It's not really Medatik exactly what it means. Haluadin Dibra Nevi'im Lashon Havoi. Sometimes Nevi'im also. The Nevi'im talk this way also. And sometimes Dibru Chachom Loshen Havoi. The Chom also, like in the Gemara, they also sometimes say Loshen Havoi means a Loshen of exaggeration. Now where do we have this? Dibru Chachom Loshen Havoi, Ha'adamon, like we just said, that says here that sometimes they had 300 kurus of ashes on the Tapuach. It's a little exaggeration, and they never had that much. Dibru, Torah Loshen Havoi, where do we find in the Torah such a Loshen like that? The Pasuk says in the Vorim, Orim Gedolos of Betzurais, Bashamayim, that they were so fortified, like up until Shemayim, which is also a little exaggeration. Rashi says, Alma Ladok, Bechem Vatibok Oritz, the Yudnayah would sound like the ears should hear this way, but not really that it happened. And divrei neviim lashon avoyi, sometimes the neviim also talk lashon avoyi. Pasuk says vatiboka oretz lekeilam, like the earth split. And about it didn't really happen, it's only an exaggeration a little bit that it should be mishma leiznim, ears should hear it. The Omer of Yitzhak ben Achmeni Yomar Shmuel b'shleishim mekoymes, in three places dibrei chachom loshin avoy, in three places the chom spoke loshin avoy, is a little exaggeration. Elohen, these are the three places. Tapuach, the Lachman just had before about a tapuach, said there were 300 kurus of ashes on the tapuach. Geffen, Loch about a vine. Rashi says, "Kimin Geffen oyi osoi she current lizer shemoid la lekolon since osunsi upareiches." And about the pareiches, these are the three places they spoke lashon guzma. So osunsi. So Gemara says like this: Tapuach hod yamorv. Then we think about the tapuach lashon guzma. We had before that says there were 300 kurus of ashes on the tapuach. That's one place. Now Geffen. We have the case of Geffen. It's not we learn like this. Geffen shel zohov, there was like a golden vine, hoy samedes apischoy shel hechol. By the opening of the hechol, used to be a golden vine, umudlo agabe kunsois, and it was hanging over on poles. For cholmisho hoye misnadev gargir, whoever would give minadev, give her a present in mizbeah, to mesa migdash, gargir or yeshkol, maybe the terlobo, whoever bring a little gargir, or a little eshkol, a cluster, would hang it on this cluster of golden of vine. The Gemara says, Omer Blazer was it says, Omer Blazer of Tzadik, that Maisa once happened, Maisa Oyev, and Nimlo Leo Sholosh Meresh Kanim, that have 300 Kanim, Lifnoisoi, tempted out like there was so much gold hanging on this vine. So again, when it says 300, that's a Lashon Guzma, a little exaggeration. Pareches, where's the case of the curtain? It's not done like this. Rabbi Shimon Megalil Oymer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon has gone. Pareches, the pareches in the Beis Hamikdash, when the Mishkan, the pareches, the covering in front of the Oren, was thick tefach, was complete tefach thick, four inches, its boys. The Yashiv Mishnayim Nirim, Neregis, it was woven on 72 different threads like, that's how much they used to wove it. The Alko, name of an even every thread, Esen Ve'abochuto, Nima means a chvesa, type of a bigger thread, each one was made out of 24 small ones. Orko Arboyim Bahama, each one was 40 yamas long. For Ochba was wide, Esrim Biyama, 20 yamas wide. O Mishumainim, Ushtei Revu Yinasis. It was made out of 82, like 10,000 of threads. That's how many threads were there to use to make the Preuches. O Shtayim Oysen Beshonet, they would make 2 a year. And again, v'sholosh shmeis kanim matvilu noisa. If it would ever become tamei, they would have to have 300 kanim to carry it to put it into the mikvah. So again, this lashon guzma say you have to have 300. Mashman says lashon of 300. That's lashon of guzma. Now back to the Mishnah. It says v'yerach shel yimin or v'yerach shel smoil, that the gid anosh applies both to the right and to the left eye. So Mora says mas nistin like Rav Yehuda. Mishnah like Rav Yehuda shita. The tani learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Einem Noeg Ela Biyachas, the Gid Anosh only applies to one. For Yadas Machrat, the Seichel tells us, Eshel Yimin, the Masav applies to the right one. He brought up a question like this, Mifshat Chitle Rabbi Yehuda, if it's short Rabbi Yehuda, that it's the right one, or Ma Das, what does Das mean? Das Torah, that's what the Torah means to tell us. Or Duma maybe know, really Rabbi Yehuda was Smuki Masav, he has a doubt, which side does the Gid Anosh apply to? Well, my das means das night is more mistaken that way, but not really, that's the das story, it wasn't 100%, that's the shiloh. Is it a sophic tim or is it a body tim? So Toshma coming here. It says, so atzomas v'agidim v'anoisa yisrafu l'shishosa. That if you have the atzomas, the bones and the veins, or noisa left over from a korban pesach, you should burn it on shishosa. Don't burn it on the first day pesach, but burn it on the first day chol hamoed. The Vinam of you have the question, Haini Gidi Mavaratai, what are you talking about leaving over to burn the veins? What veins do you have to burn? Igide Bos Lechlinu, it is the Gidim of regular meat, eat it. Vidi Iser, it was left over, Haino Noiser, it's Noiser. El Gidi Tzavri means the Gidim of the neck. So Marashach, Ila Bosaninu Leshdinu, if it's not Bosa, throw it away, what do you have to burn it for? Elamites Bosa, you could eat it. So what Gidim are we talking about here that you wanted to burn the next day? The Yom Rav Chidlo Nitzvah, the Kiddush over here, the Gid Anosh, the Kiddush was even the Gid Anosh over here. And we'll leave with Rabbi Yehuda, the young man in the regal of Yachas. So, Iyam, Rabishleim, Masluki, Masafni, has a doubt, Shaper, that the two Gira Noshes take out, one of them really will not eat, and he doesn't know which one, so he has to burn it. And Iyam, if you tell me the Mifshav Shitle is for sure, that Terra Lichle, the Yisur Lishdayu, the one that's mut, let him eat, and the one that's also, let him burn it. Lishdayu, just throw it away. First, you know, then he forgot.